You're listening to SBS News.
In handing down her findings, Coroner Jackie Hawkins began with tributes to the six victims of the Bourke Street tragedy. All their stories are heartbreaking, but none more so than three-month-old Zachary Bryant.
He brought joy to all those around him and was a delight to hold and cuddle. He was a happy little baby who smiled a lot and had just begun to giggle a few days before he died.
In all, driver James Gargasoulis struck 33 pedestrians as he sped through a crowded Melbourne CBD just after lunchtime on the 20th of January 2017.
Numerous witnesses likened it to a nightmare. The moments they witnessed were simply beyond their comprehension. The offender's actions are both unthinkable and repellent. They struck at the very heart of Melbourne.
While stopping short of saying the catastrophe could have been avoided, the coroner was scathing of police actions in the lead-up to the horror. Leadership failures, a reluctance to take responsibility, and a blame-shifting culture combined to produce a perfect storm.
A set of systemic deficiencies in the response of Victoria Police that permitted manipulation by a single, dangerous and unpredictable offender.
She called the offender a violent, psychotic and delusional perpetrator who had controversially only days earlier been released from custody, while making no judgment on the bail justice's decision. As part of her 9 recommendations, the coroner calls for the wearing of body cameras during out-of-session bail hearings and that police review their training and supervision of officers involved in such proceedings. She also recommends a shake-up of critical incident policies and procedures and refresher safety courses for police in the handling of hostile vehicle attacks. According to the coroner, officers were reluctant to pursue Mr. Gargasoulis more assertively because they feared being disciplined under police policies at that time. Victorian Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says training and procedures have since been overhauled to provide more clarity.
This is not how we want our police officers to feel. We do not want them second-guessing themselves. Community safety is our number one priority.
Jenna Angelowich, one of the lawyers for the families of the victims, says the findings can't be ignored.
It is imperative the Victoria Police see this inquest as a catalyst for real, meaningful cultural change within the force, lest this investigation be added to the list of missed opportunities.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is confident there will be changes.
Victoria Police do have a culture of improvement. It's a culture of always looking to be the preeminent police force in our nation.
Mr. Gargasoulis was sentenced to life imprisonment 2 years ago for his actions and must serve a minimum of 46 years. Naveen Razik, SBS News.